Blog Talk Radio.
Shit, one more thing I gotta do. I put the link out if you want to just retweet it.
Oh, yeah, I put it out there, right?
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Even JD's getting in on this.
Oh, he's in the chat?
No. Okay. On Twitter, I'll send it to you. I sent it to the KFTV Twitter DM.
All right, cool. Close these windows up. Make sure the restream is good. Restream. Okay.
Are we live yet?
No, about to be.
Jeff is walking this shit back wildly.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. All right, let me get in here. Get in here. Throw some more blood in the water. All right, here we go. Salute to the station on this Monday evening, a drive time edition of Knicks Weekly presented by Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and use our code KFTV for a first time deposit match up to $100. The Knicks go 3-1 on the week. So we're going to recap the week, dish on the good, the bad, the ugly, some injury concerns. We're going to talk trades, who could be potentially coming to the Knicks by the trade deadline or who could be returning by the trade deadline. That and more, man. We got an action-packed show. Let's get into it. Hit the like button. Hit the share button. Subscribe to the channel. Let's get back to business, man. CP the Franchise here. Alex Chitaros on the other side. This is Knicks Weekly, Knicks Fan TV Live. Let's get it popping, man. Let's go. Salute, salute, salute. Absolutely, man. Here we go. Al, how you feeling,
right,
man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm a little tired, man. Not going to lie to you. I'm a little tired.
How was the weekend, man?
It was good. I got to play some basketball.
Nice.
You know.
Nice.
Woke up early this morning because my son is turning into Bam Bam.
All right.
He's got the strength of like Barney.
Good.
Barney's kid. This
great
kid, I'll tell you this right now, man. I'm sitting in my living room. Bedroom's upstairs, right? Because he's with us for right now until he gets old enough. You can hear this kid slamming his legs in his crib, and I can hear it shaking the wall.
Nice.
I'm like, is someone outside at midnight trying to break into the house? No, it's just my son just kicking his crib and just making the entire wall and floor shake. So woke me up at 6 a.m. today. So I'm a little tired, man. I see that you're energized. You clearly got your dad nap in today.
I didn't. It's actually been a long day, but, you know, I'm moving and grooving and I'm grinding. So and that's always a good thing. But I don't know if your son's making noise was about what was going on around him, or maybe he heard Saturday night show when I got KFTV Jeff set the show on fire. So maybe it was Jeff's take that had
maybe
little man in an uproar, because Knicks Nation is in an uproar right now. I mean, we have to do Knicks PR all this whole weekend. I'm doing Knicks PR, man.
Knicks PR. Dude, forget Knicks PR, okay? We can open up a grocery store, because I don't know if you checked the chat, man, on the
ooh
replay. We had tomatoes. It has to be league record at this point, where the tomatoes from start to finish from that take. Keep in mind, we're about like 10, 15 minutes in for about an hour and a half show, and no one stopped throwing tomatoes until the end of that show. So we could pack them up, sell them at the grocery store. We're probably going to start selling tomato sauce by the end of the day, ketchup, whatever you need be. So,
yeah,
if you need anything, just hit up KFTV for their custom You know, you have other brands out here giving out hot sauce. You need custom tomato sauce.
Yeah.
We guys got you.
I mean, I got the regular mic working, but I felt like I had to put the CPV operator mic on because we're taking customer complaints all day. Well, we're going to address that. Shout out to KSTV Jeff, man. That's still our guy. We're going to address that in a little bit, man. But on to bigger and better business. 3-1 on the campaign this week. They lose a tough one, MLK matchup, MLK matinee against the Magic without Brunson. But after that, you know, they take care of business against the teams that they should have taken care of business against. And, you know, in my key takeaways from this week, number one, hey, we missed Brunson. You missed him the one game against the Magic, a game that you could have won. You were leading in that game. I think the Magic just out-executed them down the stretch and took that. And you know, Nick shorthanded offensively. It certainly hurt. But then he comes back. He drops 30 against the Rockets. He drops 31 against against the Wizards, and then comes back and drops 38 against RJ and Quick. So that was my thing. We missed Brunson. He is the team MVP. Secondly, the Raptors return, man. RJ, Quick on Saturday. I was in the building. It was definitely an emotional night. It's great to see them come back, and you could see how awkward the game was starting off, but you know, at the end of the day, the Knicks got the win where I expected them to get the win. Julius with the triple-double. Brunson, like I said, with 38, was magnificent in that game. And then last takeaway, overall 9-2, man. And despite the calls for a trade, despite the calls for upgrades, which we know that they need, they're still quietly taking care of business since the year started and the OG trade went down. 9-2. You got to like it so far.
Absolutely. It was a solid week for the Knicks, man. I mean, you look back at it, you beat the Raptors who you did the deal with, so that was good. You took down the Wizards, that was also good. You took down a Rockets team that's pretty feisty on the season. You wish you got the Orlando win because that would have really set you up nicely in a competitive Eastern Conference. But other than that, the thing you can look at for the Knicks, man, is that they've been taking care of business against these lesser teams, and that's what you want to see, and that's a good marking of a solid team.